Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Atlantic, where the Titanic rests, because a small submarine used to take tourists to the site is missing. No word on how many people may be aboard that sub, which dives nearly 2.5 miles to the ocean floor to let people view the wreckage of the ocean liner that sank during its maiden voyage in 1912. Tourists pay more than $100,000 for those submarine excursions. In Beijing,
we are not about decoupling. We're about de-risking and diversifying.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken trying to clarify the U.S. position towards China. Blinken spoke after his 30-minute meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, saying it's in the U.S. interest for all major economies, including China's, to thrive, but
it's not in our interest to provide technology to China that could be used against us.
Blinken also said he failed to convince China to reestablish direct communication lines between the U.S. and Chinese militaries. President Biden is California-bound for an event on fighting the climate crisis and for what is his first campaign event of his re-election bid. It's the first of what will be as many as 20 campaign appearances in the last 11 days of June. At least 12 million of us around the USA are in the path of another huge storm that's bearing down on much of the South. Another 31 million are broiling under another day of intense heat. That's a double-dose challenge for people trying to recover from last week's storms. But NBC correspondent Priscilla Thompson in Perryton, Texas, says the word of the day there is resilience.
In just about every yard and business, you see a handful of people coming together to help with this cleanup. There are barbecue grills just about on every other block with people trying to hand out food so that as people are cleaning up, they can have a hot meal. And, of course, those things make such a big difference with this huge cleanup task that is still before this community.
Today is Juneteenth, marking the day when the last slaves in the USA were told they were no longer slaves. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Those big lottery jackpots just keep getting bigger.
Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $380 million. No one picked the 6 winning numbers on Saturday night, sending the multi-state jackpot to the next level. The Mega Millions, by the way, has grown to $300 million for Tuesday's drawing. Not to be a damper, but the odds of winning the Powerball grand prize, one in more than 292 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Scientists looking at the heavens have made a huge discovery. One of the building blocks of life, liquid water, on one of the moons orbiting the planet Saturn.
We're starting to find places in the solar system where liquid water has been found, and we're wondering, could these environments be habitable and support life?
Chris Glean of the Southwest Research Institute says the team found phosphorus in ice samples taken from that moon's ocean. That's an element that is essential for the creation of DNA. Glean says the next step is going back to that moon to see if the habitable ocean is actually inhabited. Is a new treatment for addiction already on drugstore shelves? Neuroscientists say the active ingredient in the type 2 diabetes drug Ozempic, which is already being used for weight loss, might help curb addictive behavior. Ozempic reduces appetite and regulates glucose levels, but some animal studies show it can also reduce the brain's response to dopamine, which can lead to less addiction. Still to come, trials involving humans. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. We're on standby for our next guest, Jay and Laura LaFoon. They're such a great couple. And they are the founders of Celebrate Ministries, which offer couples and families both encouragement and guidance rooted in connection, laughter, intimacy, and spiritual growth. I mean, you know this. I mean, especially when it comes to marriage. And they got a new book. We're going to talk about that in just a few moments. And I think they're trying to call my cell phone right now, which I can't do very much with my cell phone. Let's see here. Well, we'll make sure the studio connects and let them know that they will be called by the studio again here in just a moment. So Mr. Brad, I'll let you deal with that, okay? All right, fine. So we'll get connected with him. But, when we talk about marriage, it reminds me of a couple of quips that I came across. And I may have shared it with you, but Groucho Marx had a great saying. He says, I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury. Oh, God, you love Groucho, right? And then Will Rogers says, be thankful. You know, we were talking about our government, and here it is, another federal holiday with all the holidays they're getting. He says, be thankful we're not getting all the government we're paying for. I think so, you know. And Groucho would say that all people are born alike. That is except for Republicans and Democrats. Well, we have the LaFoons with us. We did get connected. See, you just have to have faith. You cannot give up on these things. So they joined us now, Jay and Laura. Both of you on the line?
We are.
We are.
Well, good. And you're not fighting? Awesome.
Not today. Not yet.
Well, you'd appreciate this. Laura, I ran across this quote from Groucho Marx, as hysterical as he may be. You might want to use this in one of your seminars, maybe not. He said, I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury. Yeah.
Okay, that's funny.
That is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just, and of course, the thing is, there's so much about marriages, as we've discussed, I think, the last time you were on with us, is that, it can be funny, except when we take ourselves too seriously and we insist on our way. You can sit back and enjoy our own foibles brought to you. I mean, who needs television series on marriage? We are an episode unto ourselves all the time, aren't we?
There's no
Absolutely.
Question. And you hit the nail on the head. We just take ourselves far too seriously, and we don't take our spouse serious enough. And
yeah.
Oftentimes that's the root of the problem.
Exactly. No, good point. I want to talk about your new book. I mean, this is the day after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for fathers, okay? It's the day after Thanksgiving for fathers, Father's Day. And you had released a book, Ultimate Dad Night. It was so cool what you guys did here, 75 amazing activities for dads and kids. Because I think that's what I'm hearing more often these days, Jay, is that our kids, they're missing connection with their dads, right?
It's true. And I think, you know, one of the leading causes is our cell phone. And I'm not going to say, you know, throw away your cell phone, but we've got to learn to manage things like that and learn to manage our time. Because I tell you, when you look into the eyes of a child or you do something side by side with a child, whether it's something as simple as reading a book or one of the great activities that we've got in our Ultimate Dad Night book, that child just comes alive, and that child just feels valued and worth and understands that they are special in this world to that dad.
And Laura, I got to bring you in this because, you know, moms especially, I mean, God designed you in such a way to make sure that we are connected. As sometimes irritating it can be for us guys to deal with that, we need you, and it's a natural instinct, you know, for you to, you know, glue the parts together. And so as you see what's happening in our culture, the social media age, cell phones, you know, I see families. I think it's quite interesting, you know, to observe them. There'll be a family of four sitting at a table for dinner, and they all have their phones out. Nobody's talking to one another. It's crazy, huh?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, as women, we have our friends, and we have these groups that we run in with children and moms, and we kind of learn from each other. And it seems like dads don't really have that connection, and so they don't really know what to do with their kids. And as moms, we have to be careful as moms and wives not to nag about you should do this with your kids. But this is a perfect book for a mom to buy, a wife to buy, and just hand it to her husband and say, look, I bought you this field guide for things you can do with the kids. And I don't know a dad that would go, oh, what'd you do that for? I don't want to spend time with my kids. You know, no.
Exactly.
A dad doesn't really know what to do. And so this is, you know, 75 activities all written out for you, short version of what to do, how much effort it's going to cost, how much money it might cost, and then to even give you some questions that you can talk with your kids about it.
And some scripture and a thought that really draws them not only closer to their father, but closer to the Father in heaven.
Amen. You know, and Jay, I mean, for me and Laura, you know, you say give it to the dad. I'd say give it to the dad with the kid. In the presence, and just say, hey, you know, I got this for you guys. Hey, son, look at this. What activities in here get you excited? And the excitement and the response of the son. I mean, I know at times when I've connected with my kids, they say, hey, Dad, why don't we do this? And it was like, well, because, I mean, let's face it. You know, where we are, Jay, I mean, guys, we're so busy. We're thinking about providing for the family, all these other distractions and everything. Maybe even might have a minute to catch a little bit of a golf game on TV or something. And so when the kid comes to you and says, hey, look at, or, and especially this book, this thing is so invaluable because it gets the conversation going. And it, you know, it's like, okay, wow, all right, yeah, we can do this. And you know, your son or your daughter is already giving you buy-in on this by saying, hey, this is cool. I'd like to do this. And so, what a service you've done for us parents and for dads especially.
Well, and you're right. We are, one of the things that Laura, not one of, what Laura and I are all about is helping busy couples stay happily married for life. And one of those ways is to help busy dads through this book connect with their kids. And yes, we are busy. Yes, we're getting tugged in a million different directions, but that's the beauty of this book is that you can select an item. You know, if you've got an hour and that's all you've got today, you've got an activity that takes less than an hour. If you don't have a budget, we've got activities that don't require a budget. It takes the guesswork out of what to do. And when dad comes up, it's great when the kids are like, hey, Dad, let's do this one. But when dad comes up with the idea and says, hey, kids, I was thinking about doing this. Well, then he becomes like a superhero because he's like,
oh, yeah.
Super dad coming up with fun stuff to do. And when
right.
you tie into the relational aspect, and this is why this is such a good dad book. Dads relate shoulder to shoulder. And so doing activities together, that's how dads relate. And it allows them to really connect with their kids. And nothing better in the world than at the end of an activity to have a kid come up and say, Daddy, thank you so much.
Well, and Laura, this replaces the nagging, like you said. I mean, you don't have to nag anymore. You know, just go get the, right?
we can sit back and relax and watch Dad play with the kids.
We've got more from Jay and Laura.
Antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jay and Laura LaFoon are all about helping busy couples stay happily married for life. They founded Celebrate Ministries in 1995 to fulfill their passion for helping couples with comedy-infused marriage events and resources. They celebrate their own marriage of more than 30 years and make their home in Michigan. Laura, I mean, taking care of your own marriage is tough enough as it is, but that's not enough. You decide, okay, I'm going to go out and help other people with their marriage?
Yes, we did. You know, we really feel privileged and we feel called by the Lord to really help other marriages. We not that we've had an easy marriage. We've had all the same ups and downs that most people have. But what we've found is that most couples think they're the only ones going through stuff. And they don't realize, because we do live in such an isolated society because of technology, social media, and all that, that we don't realize other couples are going through the same thing. So that really is why we're all about helping busy couples stay happily married for life.
Yeah, and Jay, along the way, you just get to laugh, like we talked about earlier, is that we just get too serious sometimes, and we just get to laugh at our foibles, you know, which is hysterical. It lightens things up, certainly, right?
Well, there are some serious issues in marriage, no question. But if we truly believe that the joy of the Lord is our strength, then even in the midst of those tough situations, we can have joy, and we can have that radiance of peace that comes from it, and honestly, and the ability to laugh. I mean, you know, there's days in our marriage where if we weren't able to laugh, we'd probably be crying. And there are times when we're crying, but we laugh in the midst of the tears.
Well, definitely, Laura. God has His reasons. You know, I always, I particularly was drawn to this, you know, story in the Bible where you've got the Pharisees challenging Jesus about this one gal who went through seven brothers. You know, they all died, and she survives, and the question is, you know, at the end of it, when they go to heaven, you know, whose wife is she going to be, right, was the question? And then Jesus says, you guys don't know the way it works here. The way it works is, you know, there's not marriage in heaven. And to me, that struck me as funny. I say, oh, God, you're such a kidder. Because you know, in order to have peace in heaven, you can't have marriage. Am I cynical or what? It is. Oh, you're such a kidder. Why are you doing that to us?
Yeah.
Just saying. You know, I just, again, with my own bent perspective, I'm going, okay, you know, so we have heaven, we have marriage here on earth, we get to heaven, and there's no more marriage.
Right. Right. But I do think that marriage gives us a glimpse of heaven. Because it is ultimately a relationship that is based on commitment, and that commitment that we have to Jesus Christ to follow Him is clearly throughout Scripture mirrored with the marriage relationship. That, you know, marriage is like Christ in the church, and that's why when marriage comes under fire, so often we don't realize, no, this is the church coming under fire. This is Christ,
exactly,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very big thing.
Yeah. So, Laura, how can you save me? I just gave this story here. I mean, you know, this is obviously a male perspective. So, you know, can you save me, or are you just going to leave me out there on the edge of?
Thank you. That is an interesting perspective, because I don't think about that very often. That there's not marriage in heaven, and that there can't be, because heaven is full of joy and peace.
And heaven's perfect.
And perfection.
Exactly.
But
yeah, because you don't have to go around, you know, telling somebody to pick up their laundry. You know, it's already done. I mean, you know, right?
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, we get glimpses of heaven. And, I mean, it's just moments. It's not like, well, that was 7 days of heaven. No, that was like 13 seconds of heaven right there. You know what I'm saying? And that was, you know, I think God gives us marriage to give us that glimpse. And I think He also, and I'm being serious, He gives us a glimpse of what hell would be like, because there are times when it's just pure mayhem, you know, it's just not fun. But again, we learn to laugh through the sorrow.
Well, it's peaks and valleys, right? You can't appreciate the peaks without the valleys.
Exactly.
You know, so you have those contrasts that go in. Laura, why did you and Jay realize that you had to write this book? How did this come about?
You know, we were running into lots of couples. I mean, with our date nights and our conferences, we were running into lots of couples. And it's always, mom's always concerned that dad's not spending enough time with kids. And again, you don't want to be a nag, but how do you encourage dad to spend time with their kids? And as we thought about it, you know, it was easier for me to do stuff with our kids than it was for Jay, because he just didn't know what to do. And so, you know, we've written our book, The Ultimate Date Night, which was for couples. It was 52 amazing dates for couples. And we're like, well, why can't we take that and transition that into dads and give dads activities to do with their kids. And who knows, maybe someday we'll write one for moms for things to do with their kids too. So it really was just an easy transition for us after we'd written the Ultimate Date Night book for couples to go, hey, let's just write one for dads and let's come up with some activities that dads can do with their kids.
Well, my inspiration was my father. And I hope I'll get emotional here, but I'll never forget in junior high, a bunch of my friends and I wanted to play backyard football. That's what junior high boys do. You know, we're going to pretend we're our favorite football player. Well, we had an odd number of players, so we didn't have even numbers on the team. And I'll never forget my friends saying, well, Jay, ask your dad. I know he'll play with us. And I just was like, wow, what a testimony that my dad, they knew my dad would play, that he would take the time to come and play with us. And what a difference that made in all of their lives, not just my life, but all of their lives, that here's an adult who values me enough to not make me be an adult, but to help me be a kid. And
yes. Wow.
That's pretty special.
Uh-huh. So in these activities, Laura, let's talk about a couple of your favorites. What's your most favorite?
Well, I like the waffle bar because, that's an easy one. You make the waffles, you get out all kinds of toppings, and you let the kids make what they want on the waffles, and then you talk about how we're all different. And why did you make your waffle with whipped cream? Oh, and you made yours with ice cream, or you put fruit all over yours, and how different we are and the gifts that God has given us to make us different and unique. And so I like the waffle bar. The ice cream sundae bar is kind of similar to that, but it goes along the same line. Then there's a Nerf gun activity. I don't want to call it war, but a Nerf gun activity where this is something that our kids love to do around the house was to have a Nerf gun fight all around the house with Nerf guns hiding behind corners and stuff. That was always a fun thing that especially we did in the winter because we live in Michigan and you can't always be outside in the wintertime. So those
exactly.
are some of
my right.
I've got three favorites, one for kind of each age group. The first one is for the littles. When you've got little kids in the family, you can go to a craft store or a hobby store and pick up birdhouse making kits.
Oh,
and very simple.
Yeah.
You simply glue a bunch of wood together and then paint it. And you let the, 4-year-old, 5-year-old paint it however they want. And then you put it in a place outside where you can watch birds come and feed or live in it, whether it's a bird feeder or a bird house. That's for the little kids, very inexpensive. Another inexpensive one for, the middle-aged kids, the 10 to 12-year-olds, would be to set up a ninja course in your backyard, with obstacles and
oh, here comes the neighbors, right, Laura? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my favorite one for the older kid, is axe throwing. Now, all over the country are screaming right now, no, well, there's now... Think of a bowling alley only for axe throwing. There's all these parlors around the country that are set up to teach you how to properly throw an axe. And what a fun activity.
Yeah, you just can't put your siblings out there against the wall or anything like that. That is not allowed. That's not in the book. Okay, so you only do it with the book. I know, that's amazing. You mentioned axe throwing. My son, he has gotten into this, and I mean, this has become quite the passion. This is awesome. And of course, there's a guide in the book. Jay kind of referred to this, is that you'll get some indications as to cost, the time that it would take, an adventure level, the age appropriateness, and, season, because, for goodness sakes, they're there where seasons come and they go, and so you need to be sensitive to that kind of deal, and you get to benefit from it, even if you live here in Florida, where it just always seems to be sunny and hot. The LaFoons have been with us, Jay and Laura LaFoon. The book will be linked on our website.
Thank
you, guys.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No
no fingerprints.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. Crews are rushing to the spot in the North Atlantic where the Titanic rests because a small submarine used to take tourists to that site is missing. No word on how many people may be aboard the sub, which dives nearly 2.5 miles to the ocean floor to let people view the wreckage of the Titanic. In Beijing,
we are not about decoupling. We're about de-risking and diversifying.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken trying to clarify the U.S. position toward China. After his meeting with China's president, Blinken said he failed to convince him to reestablish direct communication lines between Chinese and U.S. militaries. President Biden is California bound for an event on fighting climate change and a campaign appearance. At least 12 million of us around the USA are in the path of another huge storm bearing down on much of the South, and another 31 million are broiling under another day of intense heat. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our president not really taking this news about these recordings very well. It's interesting. You know, he has these little Joe-isms, you know, not a joke, folks, you know, like this is kind of the wand that he tries to wave to distract, you know, from the truth and what's happening. But wow, I mean, who would have thought that today we would be in this kind of situation? Where we have a former president indicted, we've got a current president in the White House, dealing with, some possible legal issues. I mean, some serious legal issues. It's like, what is happening, you know, with our country? And, you know, I was just with a group of people last night and, you know, and I understand, I share their sentiment. I mean, I deal with this every day. You know, I'm reading about it. I'm reporting to you about it. Is that, politics has gotten quite wearing and they're all saying, what can we do? And I said, well, certainly you need to be aware of what's happening. As Karl Barth would say, when he went to the pulpit, he had the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. And we need to be aware. We need to be a knowledgeable electorate, not dumbed down, not be that, you know, low denomination type voter that is so ignorant about what's going on that you make some bad decisions. Because what we're seeing quite clearly is that elections have consequences. You are in the pain right now that you're in many ways, because this government, through the regulation nation that it has exercised, and now the weaponization of this government, it's putting us all in pain, which rhymes with chains, right, Joe? Just saying. Bob Barr joins us now. Bob Barr, the former congressman, also he was the manager for the Clinton impeachment. So he knows a lot about this stuff, and I think he can help us wade through some of these heavy headwinds that we're dealing with right now. Bob Barr, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, listen, great to be with you. There's always so much to talk about, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's going on, but I appreciate the invite to be with you all.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We need your wisdom here. We've got both sides talking about, let's talk about the indictment of one Donald Trump. He said, she said, leaks coming out, which is so incredible. I mean, I'll tell you, I've about had it with these leaks, Bob, because it colors the narrative in an improper way. Go ahead.
It does, and everybody does it in Washington, unfortunately, and even in the districts. Back when I was the U.S. attorney in Atlanta under Presidents Reagan and Bush 1, we had those problems, but not to the degree that we have nowadays with the technology. It makes it so much easier to leak stuff and remain anonymous if you want. What's very interesting about public corruption cases that are brought by the federal government. Back when I was a U.S. attorney, this would be way back in the late 80s, early 90s, we prosecuted, my office led the prosecution of a sitting Republican congressman in the Atlanta area. And his lawyers went to the Department of Justice and to congressional leaders and said, this can't be, you can't let Barr prosecute this case. It's right before an election. And the directive that I got back from the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, was, look, the U.S. attorney, they bring public corruption cases like any other case when they have the evidence and it's ready to present to a grand jury. We're not going to tell a U.S. attorney to either speed up or slow down a prosecution simply because it might have an effect on an election. But by the same token, back in those days, the Department of Justice was very careful not to give a green light to cases that were brought simply for partisan reasons. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I'm not sure that those same ethical concerns apply, unfortunately.
Well, Donald Trump is a unique individual. He's an everyday citizen. He didn't earn his stripes, as a congressman, senator, working his way up. A lot of fraternities work that way, right, Bob? I mean, you quote unquote, you got to pay your dues. If you don't pay your dues, you're unworthy.
Well, I don't know that I would characterize Donald Trump as an everyday citizen, but from the standpoint of not being part of the government establishment, that certainly is the case, and that's why so many people in Washington, in both parties, but particularly in the Democrat Party, which is the party of big government, they really don't like somebody that threatens their hold on power. To what degree that has colored the current prosecution by Jack Smith, the prosecutor, and I don't know him. I know his background, certainly. It's problematic, but I have to tell you that simply looking at the indictment itself against Mr. Trump, and I read it very carefully when it was made public last week. It's fact heavy, and part of the problem that Mr. Trump has in this is, unlike other cases where people might have had classified documents sitting in a box or something, and I'm not saying that Biden is innocent here. We ought to look at that case as well. Unlike that, Mr. Trump went out of his way, unfortunately for him, to show those documents to people. That's a problem for him. Just maintaining, keeping documents and saying, well, I didn't know I had them, as opposed to showing them to people and making clear that you do have them and you're using them, makes the case against him stronger, and it makes it more difficult for him to defend.
Do we know for sure that he did that? I mean, this is one of those leaked things that have come out. I mean, it's hard for me, Bob, and this is just me and my perception of Donald Trump. And I'm not, I respect what he did. I see him as a businessman, as a chief executive, a true chief executive officer, and it just does not fit the mold. I mean, are chief executive officers, can they be egocentric? Certainly. Would they be this arrogant to take something as, in a sense, sacred, top secret information, and just flash it around in front? I mean, it's hard for me to believe. That's just me, and maybe others who are listening to the show as well.
Well, I mean, back early in Mr. Trump's administration, he went on the air after having dinner with the Chinese leader and talked specifically about just having authorized military action against Syria. So he does have somewhat of a record of liking to or a predisposition to talk about things that have military and national security implications. With regard to what's in the indictment, that certainly remains to be seen. I know as a former prosecutor, and you know as somebody very learned and concerned about these issues, that what is contained in an indictment has not been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. So even though the indictment indicates that there is evidence that he showed these documents, some of these documents, to people unauthorized to view them, that remains to be seen. And through, you know, both the pretrial and the trial procedures, you know, what the prosecutor has will be subject to, as we say in the law, very thorough and sifting cross-examination. And we'll see if it stands up.
Well, as you say, the first story is there until the second story comes, which is the defense. But meanwhile, you know, as typical of anything that has to do with Donald Trump, you know, like the Media Research Center reports, 95% of any news about Donald Trump is negative. And so, you know, and I believe that, you know, this is what affected you. You talk about, you know, voter suppression and influence and this sort of thing. This is what the media did to purposely malign a candidate and even a president of the United States with all this purposeful negative narrative out there. And it's more narrative than fact, and that's the frustrating thing. But I get, you know, that's just politics, and I guess we just all have to grow up and realize that, hey, this is the war that we're in, right?
Well, it is, and it's gotten much, much worse.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're talking with the former congressman, CIA analyst, and Clinton impeachment manager. The infamous Bob Barr is with us. We're grateful for his time and his insight. Bob, I just got a text from my good friend, Tennessee Bob, and he brings up a good point here. Here's Donald Trump for, 7 years? He's under scrutiny. I mean, nonstop. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they did to this man while he was in office. It was amazing he was able to accomplish what he was able to accomplish on behalf of the American people. Because at every turn, Nancy Pelosi was checking out his backside. You had Adam Schiff claiming that they had the goods on him, go through an indictment and on and on. Now, do you think after all this scrutiny, and this is Bob's point here, is that all this scrutiny for 7 years, that he's going to be reckless on the other side of his presidency, especially when he knows that he's going to run for president? This doesn't seem to square up.
Well, I don't know Mr. Trump. I mean, I've certainly seen him, been at events. I don't know him personally, but he does seem to have a predisposition to, do things like this. I don't know whether or not the facts in the indictment are true. The only thing I know from being a federal prosecutor is that what is in an indictment is simply evidence that has been presented to a group of citizens, a grand jury, and they believe, not beyond a reasonable doubt, that there is evidence that Mr. Trump, in fact, did this. The credibility of the witnesses that the prosecution will bring will certainly be tested. Mr. Trump has a somewhat different way of dealing with classified and national security material than I did when I was at the CIA years ago, or when I was U.S. attorney, or even when I was in the Congress. But all of this and his behavior will be subject to cross-examination. And if the prosecutor does not have good evidence and credible witnesses, they're going to lose their case. I hope they do, because I'd hate to see a case brought in which of this magnitude in which they don't have solid evidence.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's interesting. We kind of Ben Franklin this a little bit, and that is that you gave the side of Trump and your observations. Let's observe what the FBI has done. They've repeatedly lied. They have repeatedly used false predicates in order to get FOIA requests. Joe Biden hasn't been, you know, credible. We see at every turn the weaponization of institutions within our government that are becoming quite pernicious. You know, so when you line this up, you go, well, we really, Bob, we need the wisdom of Solomon in the middle of this thing to help us understand and to quiet the natives here, because this is agitating people, because they are seeing, you know, I think there's a filter here. And if you're siding with Trump, you're going to look very closely at what the FBI, what they've been doing. You know, it's like the old saying, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. And the FBI has been quite tainted here. Joe Biden has been quite tainted in all his documents all over the place. The inferences, the 17 tapes that are quite damning, I believe, you know, for Joe Biden. But again, this is why we have due process. This is why we trust and hope that Lady Justice is blind and that she does her job and performs on behalf of the American people.
You put your finger on something very, very important here, and that is the waning credibility of the FBI in particular and the Department of Justice more generally. If the citizens of this country, the average citizens, you and I and millions of other people out there who care about this great country of ours and who understand that we are a country that goes by the rule of law, not the rule of men, if in fact the people of this country no longer have confidence, absolute confidence, that the wheels of justice turn fairly, particularly at the federal level, then society really will start to unravel.
Exactly.
And the way the FBI has been performing in recent years is very different from the FBI that I worked with when I was U.S. Attorney back in the late 80s, early 90s, or even in the early 2000s when I was in the Congress on the Judiciary Committee. It is very, very problematic what has happened to the FBI, and I'm not one of those who thinks we ought to do away with the FBI, but they need a thorough, absolutely
exactly.
thorough house cleaning there.
Amen. I'm with you on that. What do we know about Jack Smith?
Jack Smith, I don't know him personally, but he has a career as a prosecutor that has focused especially on public corruption cases. He headed the public integrity section at the department. He has, in terms of the success of his prosecutions, he has a little bit more of a mixed record than most prosecutors. Most prosecutors, particularly U.S. attorneys, bring cases that are thoroughly vetted and ready for trial, and that is why the success rate for U.S. attorneys is in the high 90s. Jack Smith, some of the cases he's brought when he was at the Department of Justice and when he was an assistant U.S. attorney eventually were overturned on appeal. Now, I'm not saying those cases should not have been brought, the former governor of Virginia, for example, but it's something that we need to keep in mind. And again, hopefully, simply from an objective standpoint, when he presents his case, it will withstand scrutiny. And he has a heavy burden, as any prosecutor does, but particularly him because of the high-profile nature of this case.
See, that's a great point, Bob, that you make here. And that is, if you're going to take on the president, it's like the scene in A Few Good Men, right? It's like, wait a minute, do you realize you're going after a high-ranking officer? You better have your act. You better have your I's dotted, your T's crossed, or you're going to end up you're going to end up being, being scrutinized, and you're going to be up for losing your commission. I mean, serious consequences here. Go ahead.
Serious consequences, not only for the reputation of the prosecutor, but if in fact he loses this case because he didn't dot every I and cross every T and have very strong witnesses, it's going to reduce the credibility of the Department of Justice. I mean, that's an even heavier burden than his personal reputation.
Exactly.
I'd hate to see that.
Well, yeah, the Justice Department, you would think, would circle the wagon and say, wait a minute, we need to be careful here. I mean, we've already been bruised up time and again. We spent, I think if they ran the tally on this in terms of investigating Trump in the past 7 years, probably close to $100 million of the people's money. I mean, Jim Comey didn't have to write a check. In fact, he got checks. But we, the people, had to pay for, this crazy oppo research, political oppo research that Hillary Clinton dumped into the political waters, and everybody drank it, and we paid a big price, and it did damage to the Justice Department because they were so ideologically fixed, they rendered themselves stupid and reacted emotionally because they could not stand that Donald Trump, somebody who was not part of the Brotherhood of the Beltway, how dare he be in the Oval Office? That is just unconscionable and almost blasphemy.
And to have some of the highest ranking officials at the Department of Justice, McCabe, for example, to have very, very clearly injected their own personal political biases into their work as officials at the FBI is abuse of power at the highest levels. And the fact that, he's still walking around getting paid probably a lot of money by a certain network really just confirms in people's mind, certainly mine among them, that nothing has been done at the FBI or the Department of Justice to correct that partisan bias that infected it, certainly in 2015, rather, and throughout the Trump administration.
Well, like you said, this is why it's so necessary for there to be some serious cleaning up of the Justice Department, for it to recapture some credibility, because as you say, and I would agree, we need these institutions, but we need these institutions operating according to our U.S. Constitution, not according to the whims of James Comey or other power brokers that, want to run their own government.
And the credibility of an institution like the FBI can be destroyed very, very quickly by shenanigans such as the Russia hoax.
Yes.
And it takes far longer to rebuild that credibility. It can be destroyed quickly, but it takes a long time to rebuild it, and I'm not seeing it yet.
Yes. It's going to require, as you say, some strong leadership to come forth. Christopher Wray, as they might say, has been measured, and he's fallen short. Seth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic